Hey, Tom and Alex here from the Blurry Avatar podcast.
Hello.
And have we got a lot of mainly Skyrim related news for you today? First news topic, Skyrim is amazing.
Bethesda leaves a Minecraft Easter egg in Skyrim.
8 things you wish you would have known before you started Skyrim.
On an unrelated note, Uncharted 3 sells 3.8 million units on one day.
In more Skyrim unrelated news, hacking has returned in Modern Warfare 3.
And Grand Theft Auto 4 info leaked by a QA tester.
Brilliant, let's go! Okay, so first off, Alex, Skyrim. We've both got the game.
We have.
Both got it for PC as well.
Of course. Why wouldn't
we? Heard a lot of news recently about it being... I mean, let's get it out of the way. I fucking love Skyrim. I think it's amazing.
Yeah, I do have a couple of crashes, but...
Oh, see, I've not had a single crash yet. The only crash I've had is when I alt-tab. It does not like alt-tab.
Oh, I know. If you alt-tab... and then click on the window, it's just black, isn't it? You can see the window frame. If you press Control, Delete, then press Cancel, it goes back to the game.
Ah, damn. I normally, like, go in the game and then play 5 minutes and go, oh, I should fraps this, and then I have to quit the game. Thankfully for me, my load time from actually pressing the icon is only about 20 seconds before I'm in game.
Yeah.
Super quick. Another thing... fucking file size, man.
Oh yeah, five gig, is it?
5.8 gigabytes. And I just, we both thought that couldn't be right.
No.
I'm sure we were under the assumption that there was going to be some 10 gigabyte update that gets released on launch day. But it's not, it's just 5.8 gigabytes and it looks amazing.
Yeah, and all the audio files and shit like that. I can't imagine how they've done it.
The amount of voice acting in it, it's brilliant for literally everything. I mean, even like characters that you go up to when they're just idle, they'll give you a different conversation thing depending on how far, like, through the story with them you are.
Yeah. And what you've done in the world around.
Yeah, I'm just absolutely amazed. Like, the guards are calling me Thane now, and since I've joined the Companions, they're going, oh, the Companions, that's a very noble path. Yeah. But each guard will have, like, a slightly different voice, and it absolutely blows my mind.
Yeah, they've not really said that to me, being in the dark with us.
I've just got so much Skyrim news to pack into the 45 minutes we've got that I'm going to have to start just spewing it out. Have you gotten this? Every time I go into a town, and this is really freaking me out now, people keep coming up to me and saying, Jesus, you look really ill. And that's it!
I've had you look tired, but you should look... I was looking at a forum post before and someone else had that issue and they said, have a look in your magic current effects or something and see if you have a disease.
Yeah, I did. Like, I mean, it freaked me out for the longest time. I was like, what the fuck is why do people keep saying this? Because it's really weird when, like, everyone in town goes, Jesus, look at you. What the fuck is wrong with you? You start going, what the fuck is wrong with me? So I did manage to come across active effects, and I had something called Rock Joint, which made my melee attacks, like, 50% less powerful. Oh. No idea how to get rid of it. It just disappeared after a couple of hours. But I've not got any bad active effects now. People are still fucking saying it. On top of that, because I've become a werewolf recently, they're saying, oh, you smell like a wet dog. I'm like, fucking Brit, piss off! You dick!
It could be to do with you being a werewolf. The thing I get the most, which is really weird, is just I'm walking along, going to the next place, next town maybe, and some guy will run up to me and say, hold on to this. And it's, he gave me a blessed Warhammer and just said, hold on to this, I'll be back later. Don't lose it or I'll kill you. And then wandered off. I was like, what?
Well, I'm over encumbered, please come back.
But the thing is, I was talking to, I found this orc that wanted to die a noble death. So I said, okay, if you really sure, we'll battle. So I started battling, and then this guy ran up, hold on to this! started talking in the middle of me having a fight. I'm getting my head bashed in by an orc at the side. While this guy is trying to convince me to hold on to some book that he had.
I really need you to hold this book. Now! Take the arrow out of your face and look after this book!
I also, I think it was during the a battle of a town, I think the dragon was coming over, I got a letter of inheritance of someone that lived in that town. I was like, what?
Right.
I got like 100 gold off them, and the letter was saying, was by the Jarl saying, sorry for your loss. I was like, what? I'm like,
fuck.
I'm like,
that's really
what?
Weird.
What? I didn't get it.
But Metacritic have put it as their game of the year so far. Metacritic's not actually a critic company, it just evaluates the, you know, reviews on the internet, doesn't it? Apparently it's for PC and Xbox, it's in the top 10. I think it's 6 at the moment, best game of all time, just behind Bioshock.
Odd.
PlayStation 3 though, it's not even on there, not even on the top 10. which is weird. I've noticed a couple port issues from, you know, with it being made for console.
Yeah.
And being turned into a PC game, but it's nothing. It's nothing that it doesn't make it unplayable.
No,
in the slightest.
A few annoyances, like when you're in the menu, if you click before it realizes you got a mouse, it'll go into a different menu.
Yeah. I had a problem with that. It took me a good couple minutes to try and figure out how to use the menus. Especially in the character creation stuff. Like, I'd click on something and I'd try and use the arrows and it wouldn't let me. It kind of locked me in until I came all the way out of it and then went in again.
Oh,
that was kind of annoying. What did you think of the character creation? It seemed pretty standard to me.
Yeah, there's not much difference.
I don't know why better than putting...
Better than Oblivion's.
Oh yeah, I don't know why they keep putting all this eyebrow density and follicle deepness. It's stuff that, well, I don't know. It's stuff that no one wants to change. It's so, hey, no one is that bothered. I mean, you're looking at the back of the guy's head, you know, for like 99% of the game. So you're not going to be bothered what his face looks like. You're probably not even going to get to see his hairstyle.
No.
Because of all the fucking hoods and helmets you're going to wear. So I would be happy with it just randomly generating me a character. Speaking of which, what class are you playing? Race, I should say.
Imperial.
Imperial? I've gone for red card.
Ah.
Well, you're an Imperial thief though, right? Essentially?
An Imperial assassin.
Assassin,
that'd yeah,
be
I'm a Dark Brotherhood, but I work for the Imperial Legion.
Doesn't Imperial give you like boosted shield or is it armor or something like that?
No, I looked at the active effects, and Imperial gives you when there's money to be found, Imperials find more of it, apparently.
So I
find more money.
Oh, nice. I think I've just got resist to poison or something, which clearly isn't working because we already discussed the townspeople harassing me.
I've just got a contract from the Dark Brotherhood.
You sound like you're opening it up now.
Which conflicts with my Imperial Legion.
Oh, so you have to choose like one or the other.
I'm not sure. I won't go into it, I don't think, because it'll spoil it, but...
Yeah.
It is a conflict.
That is really interesting, actually. you know about the what Todd Howard said about the randomly generated content, don't you?
Yeah.
So apparently, for anyone listening, it boasts that it's going to have an infinite amount of things to do. And it specifically, Todd Howard specifically said, things to do. So I don't know whether that, I presume it's going to be side quests, like people are going to randomly generate and they want you to get a randomly generated weapon back from a pre-existing location. I presume it's people you're going to meet on the roadside, really.
Yeah.
Or like just around town. It's still pretty interesting, though. I can't see you getting another 50 hours of gameplay out of that.
No.
But at least it's something to do end game.
Yeah. I spent about 20 minutes just watching my character cut wood, which was a bit boring, to be honest. But
I didn't do the wood cutting bit, because I heard the guy say, oh, just pick up an axe and go and chop down a tree. So yeah. I was looking around Riverwood for an axe, and all I could find was battle axes. And I was like, I am not stupid enough to buy one of these battle axes and find out that it doesn't do the job. I will wait. So I found like a woodcutter's axe in a cave later on, and still not used it yet.
Oh, you have to go to one of the mills, and there's just like a stump on the ground, and he just traps wood. But it's...
Oh, right. I thought you actually were able to cut trees down.
No. Not as far as I know, no. I've not
tried.
Well,
it's just the way, when I spoke to the woodcutter, he said, just grab an axe and go and cut down a tree.
I don't know.
Man, that's something I'm gonna have to go back to Riverwood and look at then. I don't know whether it must. I don't know. But do you reckon you take the tree down and then you just harvest it? So I can't imagine you drag this this log all the way back.
Probably.
So, review wise, what are you giving it? Out of 10, let's say.
Out of 10, so far.
Yeah.
9 or 10 out of 10, I'd say.
Yeah, it's gonna have to be a 9 or 10 from me as well.
Yeah.
Like, it just ticks so many boxes for me.
Yeah.
And I think if it was flawless, I wouldn't like it. I think these little things where, like, oh, a character might run into a wall a little bit.
Or
and I've honestly not seen that much of that. Even when people are following me, like I had to escort a woman to the stables to brutally betray her. she followed me pretty well. I've not really had a problem with that.
The giant smacking things, I suppose, could be fixed, but it's funny.
See, I really like that. I think if he just twatted you and you kind of fell back a bit, you'd be like, oh yeah, he's powerful, he's not that powerful. I shit myself when I see a giant. When I'm riding on a horse and I see a mammoth near me, I'm like, fuck, go. I spent, when I first saw them, like the mammoth icon appeared on the map,
yeah.
And I went over and I saw these mammoths, I was like, that's really cool. And I saw the giants. I remember seeing a tech demo of the giants, and I was like, oh, that's cool. So I got in his, you know, line of sight.
Yeah.
And he didn't seem that bothered.
No.
And I was
no.
like, okay, friendly. Went up to him. Not friendly. Not friendly. So I was like, I am going to spend as long as it takes to kill you now. After about 20 minutes, I gave up. Because I had like Nordic arrows or something like that. Yeah. And they do quite a bit of damage. And I've got my Imperial bow that's got a couple of things on it. And I was shooting him in the head over and over again. And I must have been going at it for about 5 minutes, because I was just constantly sprinting, drinking stamina potions, turning around, shooting, setting on fire, anything I could. I looked at his health bar and it was barely a tenth of the way down. And I was just like, fuck this shit.
Yeah, apparently they're only friendly if you're far away.
Yeah, as soon as I read that in one of the loading screens, and I was like, cheers for telling me that now. One of them I had a mission that I had to kill a mammoth on, and that was hard enough. The only reason I got through that is because the giant got aggroed by, from what I understand, the tree. I shot the mammoth, because when you hurt the giant, the mammoth comes charging at you as well.
Yeah.
So you're fighting two huge monsters. And so I just kept circling the mammoth like a wide circle and having the giant on the other side of the mammoth.
Yeah.
And that was kind of working, but he managed to kind of get to me, and he was getting pretty close, and he was doing that thing where he hits the ground and I was going all shaky. And so I took another shot at the mammoth and looked around, and the giant was kind of wandering away a bit. I was like, oh, maybe he's just bugged and he's trying to get around a rock. Just kept on wandering. I was like, are you giving up now? Or, and just went over to him after I killed the mammoth, just sat near a tree. just got bored. But yeah, the mammoth is fun to take down.
The AI could be improved, I think, because I was... for the Dark Brotherhood again, I had to... There was this... Well, I'd call it a dungeon, but it was a dwarven place, but it was on the side of a cliff, and I'd come from the other side on the horse.
Yeah.
And I fell on the horse. Horse went down, killed the horse. I fell on the ground. Slowly got up, flaying my legs because of the ragdoll. Flaying my legs a bit, then got up. Looked, and there was two bandits looking at me. But they didn't attack me. I don't know whether it was on all the mad horsemen had just fell next to him and died. but I got up and they just looked at me, like doing nothing. So I went forward and then they started attacking me. So as if they hadn't seen me or something. But
just pure shock. mass horse suicide. a couple of the horse physics are a bit off when you're kind of scaling a mountain.
Yeah.
And your horse has apparently got the powers of Spider-Man. It's just vertically clinging onto the mountain. That's a little bit off. I wish they would have like taken it directly out of Red Dead, because they seem to have the horse physics really well done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really enjoyed that. Anyway, moving on from just general Skyrim reviews, but not entirely away from Skyrim. Apparently, Bethesda have put a Minecraft Easter egg in Skyrim. Apparently, it can be found at the Throat of the World, which I think is the massive mountain, isn't it?
Yes, where Greybeards live.
Yeah, the Greybeards. Speaking of which, have you done the Greybeards bit?
No.
Yeah, I've held that off and just done my own thing as well.
Yeah.
It's quite interesting. Apparently it's a pickaxe that's dug into the ground, and it's called the Notched Pickaxe. I found this particularly interesting after all the lawsuit business that went on. Especially since Notch won the right to call it Scrolls.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we have discussed that it was kind of this parent company that did the suing, but
yeah.
I would have thought they would have had something to say about that.
I don't know if they see... Well, Todd and Notch have talked. There's an interview on YouTube, and they seem all right together.
Yeah, well, I don't think there's any bad blood. I mean, it's just this whole it's just our bosses being dicks kind of thing. But
yeah.
I would have just honestly thought that the parent company would have seen that and gone, no, I don't want to give them a nod because we've just lost millions of dollars, to them.
Yeah, suing them, spent. Them.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Speaking of the pickaxe, in one of the first dungeons I found an iron ore deposit, didn't have a pickaxe on me, so I couldn't mine it, and I've not seen one since. I've not seen any deposits of iron or gold or anything since.
I was just about to say, I didn't even know they had deposits.
Yeah.
Like, I always find these iridium and iron, ingots.
Yeah.
But I've never actually seen a place to mine it from. I wish there was, because that would be cool. I wish there was, like, quite a few of them. Maybe you've got to get some kind of mining skill up. Have you seen, like, a mine in person?
No, but I've seen pickaxes, so I assume you just get them by...
Oh, yeah, I've definitely seen pickaxes. I've got one in my inventory at the moment.
Yeah,
the wood-cutting thing.
It might be to do with smithing. A smithing skill.
I wonder if there's a skinning one. No, there's not, because you can get, as if you kill a wolf, you can get its hide, can't you?
Yeah.
You don't need to, like, you can, I think skinning's, like, automatic.
You can tan. No, there is a tanning thing.
There's the tanning thing, but that just refines the leather, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Whereas I thought there'd be an actual, like, you could do mining, and wood cutting and skinning.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah,
it'd be like a trade that you learn.
Right, and then it. We kind of went Red Dead again. Where you skin.
Yeah, animals. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Next one. 8 things you wish you would have known before you started Skyrim. And I read this article and I added a couple of my own. I don't intend to give away like an entire technique. It's just things that might kind of, you know, help you along if you're wondering how to do this. But I've not checked out any kind of forum or anything in case it throws a spoiler at me.
Yeah.
I really want to do this game entirely by myself. I was telling you before that I got really stuck on one of the very first puzzles, which was like a combination lock.
Yeah.
And I was running around for about 20 minutes before I realised that it was actually on the key that you use in the lock. But I was determined not to check the internet at all for that. Which is weird for me because I'm normally straight at the walkthrough website. But 8 things you wish you would have known before you started Skyrim. Number 1, how to join the Dark Brotherhood. I seem to have stumbled upon this accidentally. You're already in the Dark Brotherhood, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Apparently, you've got to go to the city of... Help me out here.
I think it's Windhelm. I think it's Windhelm.
Windhelm, I think it is, yeah. I was wandering through there and bumped into a woman and a boy talking about who the boy should be friends with, and he definitely shouldn't be friends with the kid in this house. And I was like, okay, that's interesting. I'll wander in there. Kid's just chanting around a skeleton with human heart and all kinds of things, candles around it. It freaked me out because he was saying weird shit. Like, when will the mother come? When will the mother come? And then I just kind of tapped him on the shoulder and I was like, you're right. And he was like, you've came! Yay! And I was like, yeah. Probably gonna go now, actually. I'm gonna tell that woman she was right. You are fucking weird. Apparently he's called Aventus Aretino, and he tips you off about the Brotherhood, and I presume the missions kind of start from there.
Yep. One of the ways is you talk to one of the barmen, and they say, and if you ask them about a rumour, they'll say there's some kid in Windhelm trying to summon the Dark Brotherhood.
Well, it's weird because I had that kid mapped on my map before I even heard that conversation. I don't know who I spoke to get that.
Don't know.
Don't know. A way to get a little bit more money to spend if you can't quite afford that house that you're after yet. Apparently, if you become friendly with a faction, they're very sharing with their possessions. So if you were to go and fence some of their items, they wouldn't mind. One thing that is really good is I think the general traders. They run out of money pretty quick, considering you can sell them everything.
Yeah.
Like anything you want.
Oh.
So instead of having to go to a blacksmith and selling them armour, they will take anything, and they'll buy it for slightly lower than it should be.
Yeah,
but they run out of money pretty quick, which is good, because you can't just loot an entire kind of cave and then sell it off really quick for 10k.
Yeah. It's pretty much fucking up the economy if you... Okay, the shop's gone bankrupt because I bought all this shit.
I just sell him absolutely every... Because he's never got anything good. The traders rarely have anything good, so I will just constantly bankrupt him and then come back 24 hours later when he's scraped together usually 700 gold to feed his family and just take all our money back off him. Just selling him absolutely shitloads of iron daggers that I've found.
Yeah, I'm being weighed down by dragon bones, so I'm going to have to sell
them. I had to sell them. Seeing that they were like 15 kilograms each, and I had like 3, I was like, no, these are going. I clanged onto them for about 3 hours, but halfway through every like bandit cave I'd go through, you're over encumbered.
Yeah.
So I'm like, fucking hell. I really want to keep this armor that I've got because I can sell it for 800. So I'm going through my potions, getting rid of half a gram a time. And so yeah, I've condensed my inventory so far down that I can go through a couple of missions, picking up loads of stuff, and be all right, to be honest.
Fair enough. I've still not got. I would, if I had a house, I'd put all the shit in there, all the dragon bones and all that. But I don't have one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm part of the companions, and they've given me a bed and a chest, and it's a bitch to get into because it's right at the back of Whiterun, and I've got to go through like four or five doors to get to it. So I would kind of like a house at the front.
Yeah,
there's one. Pretty sweet. And I have got about 7k, so I might have to do that.
Yeah, there's one going in Whiterun, isn't there? You get offered.
Yeah. If you become Thane,
yeah,
then happy to sell your property. That king was very nice to me, giving me boots and swords and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I sold them immediately because they were shit. it was a very lovely gesture. I think one of the things, he actually gave me a sword, and I'd just come back from a mission, and I was handing it in to him, and I had quite a lot of stuff on me that was quite expensive that I wanted to sell. And he gave me the sword, and it tipped me like 30 kilograms over the weight limit. So he went, fantastic, thank you so much, here's the sword. Now, cheers. Dropped it directly in front of him, on the floor, at his feet, walked away. It's like, I don't fucking want that shit. What is that?
Have you met that guy, Cicero, yet? That's like got a broken wheel on it, and he's a mad bastard.
No.
He's a jester. Looks dressed like a jester anyway, but he's got a broken wheel. And he's got this
a
big...
A broken wheel?
Yeah, he's on his carriage. And he's got this big box on the back.
Mm.
And he's this mad bastard shouting and wanting... You have to come convince this guy to either fix his wheel or tell the fucking guards that he's some mad bastard... shouting and raving. But
where is that, just like out in the wild, or is it near a city hub?
It's near a Low Haynes farm, I think it is. It's near a city, it's near Windholm, I think.
Oh, right, okay.
But I met that guy again, and it's quite interesting. I won't tell you why, but...
I've not really branched out away from Whiterun that much. I've been, because my hub's, you know, my companion's thing is right near there, so I've just been kind of around there. And you'll look on the map and you'll see there's like 7 other like cities.
Yeah.
It's going to be such a big game.
Yeah.
Like, I can't wait, but every time I play it, I go for the full headphones on, lights off.
Yeah.
5 hours at a time experience.
Of course.
It's bloody amazing. I was pretty impressed that you got that helmet straight away. I thought it'd be something you had to work for and it was like an end game thing.
Yeah, and it's pretty shit.
They're common as fuck. I cannot go into a cave without seeing like 16 just pinned on the wall. Like, fucking hell. And when I first got it, I put it on, I was like, wow, this is amazing. I'm disappointed now, to be honest. Tip number 3, moving on, because we're not progressing with this. Where to find the Mace of Molag Bal? No idea what that is.
I don't like maces.
I fucking hate maces. I'm not a one-handed person. I don't like one-handed weapon and one-handed shield. I prefer... It's either all or nothing for me. It's not some little...
I go for a...
Don't hit me.
I go for a sword. Like a one-handed sword. Like an imperial sword or a silver sword. Mm. But if I'm really in trouble, two swords. One in each hand. Flaming like a mad bastard.
I tend to just rapidly back up, shoot them with fire, and stab them wildly with a combination of arrows and swords and pretty much anything I can get my hands on and throw at them. Feces. Apparently, this mace can be found in the city of Markarth, and it's the westmost city in Skyrim.
Yeah,
that's all I'm going to give you because you know, find it your fucking self. Tip number 4. How to recruit a companion early. You can either A, settle a dispute in Riverwood, or become the Thane of Whiterun. Rum? Run? Is it run or rum?
Run. No.
I've been calling it rum.
I can't.
have you got a companion with you?
No, I prefer to go alone.
Yeah, I had someone with me. I had a woman, a companion woman with me when I was doing a mission, and fucking hell. Like what you were saying about the AI, I understand AI is a really hard thing to program, but it was really pissing me off. Because she would just, like, I'd be sneaking around the corner, and I'd open a door, and I'd see this guy, like, up on a balcony, and I'd aim my arrow at him, and I'd zoom in, and she'd just walk in, like, "Hey!" flailing a sword at the door, getting in my way, and then I let off an arrow, because I'm shocked, and shoot her in the back of the face, and she turns around and points at him, "Oi! The fuck are you doing?" She's getting stabbed in the back, I'm running away, so I don't take anyone with me anymore. Purely because of that reason. Apparently,
you can marry some of your companions.
Yeah, I've heard that. I think you can get a dog as well.
Yeah, I think
I'm not entirely sure about.
I think a guy saw a guy selling a war dog. Is that right?
A war dog.
Yeah, it's just normal.
Is that like the war tortoise?
That one thing I need to ask you this: when you played it, did you go around putting baskets on people's heads?
I did admittedly find a basket and put it on a villager's head.
I found a basket and put it on the first guy's head. If you choose to go with the Imperials at the start, when he was trying to open the door, I put a basket on his head. He was running around for the next 5 minutes battling people with a basket on his head.
It's brilliant. I would have thought that some kind of QA tester would have done that and gone, got a basket on his head. You should make that into a thing. And make them kind of walk around. That'd be brilliant. If you put a basket on an enemy's head and they just kind of stumbled around.
I think they'd have the intelligence to take the basket off, to be fair.
Nah. I can tell you for a fact, if my eyes get covered, I just fall on the floor immediately. I fall on the floor in a state of pure panic. Tip number five. It's just a tip on how to kill dragons. Apparently they get distracted very easily.
They do.
And will just wander off and get killed by giants. So yep. That's pretty good. Do you know if you kill a dragon and you're not near it, can you go over to it and still collect its soul?
Or I assume so.
Soul or just, I hope so.
Yeah.
Another thing that annoyed me, I killed a dragon and didn't have a new shout on me. So I thought, oh, at least I've got a dragon soul now, saved up, and I can use it on the next shout. That doesn't happen.
Really?
You've got to have the shout in your inventory, and then it gets activated when you kill the dragon. Otherwise, that soul goes nowhere.
It does. I've got a couple of souls saved up.
Really?
Yeah. For some reason, when you click on a shout, it says you need dragon souls to unlock this, but you press R instead of clicking on it, and it unlocks it.
Damn it! Fucking PC port!
I don't know why I hate that.
Tip number six. Apparently, all the best loot can be found in the Dwemer race buildings. Apparently, they were a lost race.
Mm.
They've appeared throughout all the Elder Scrolls series, haven't they?
Apart from Oblivion. I don't think they were in Oblivion.
Yeah, they never. Or did they do the glass swords?
I don't think so. I'm not sure.
What's that, elves? I can't remember. Apparently they left behind all kinds of crazy technology that's very useful and very expensive.
One thing I need to say. I keep picking up... I've got a weapon and people talk about dwarven weapons. I've played every single Elder Scrolls. I've not seen one dwarf in the entire...
I think that... Well, that's what the Dwemer race is, isn't it? The dwarf race, and apparently they just disappeared without a trace. Like, no bodies were found. They've just physically disappeared.
Mm.
And you only hear, like, rumours about, I saw a dwarf once. So I think that's really cool. I think if they made, like, an expansion pack called, you know, Where the Fuck Are the Dwemers At? You know, then I'd buy that. Well, you know, I'd get that. Tip number seven, how to become a vampire. If you played Oblivion, you'll know that Dark Brotherhood basically control what's going on there.
Yeah.
I don't know of any other way. I think in Oblivion you could get bit, like if you went to sleep.
Yeah, if you saw, even if you fought against a vampire, and then hit you, you'd contract the disease and have to cure it within a couple of days. I think it might be this. Yeah, it's the same on this. There's a couple of vampires that I've seen, and if they hit you, I assume, because I sneaked up on them and stabbed them in the back, but I assume if they hit you, you contract the disease.
It is an absolute bitch to get rid of the vampire curse, isn't it?
Yeah.
I recently got the werewolf one, and it's got no negative effects whatsoever, I don't think. I think occasionally you lose control and do just turn into a werewolf, but that's only what I've heard. I don't think, you know, NPCs, I don't think that'll actually happen to me, but I activate it with my shout button. Like, I just equip beast transform or something like that, and then press the shout power.
Yeah.
And it's the animation of turning into the werewolf is fucking cool. Like, he kneels all down, and like the hair starts growing out of him, and it looks awesome. But yeah, the werewolf's like, all right, you're a vampire. How are you finding that?
Oh, I'm not a vampire.
You're not a vampire.
No.
Do you reckon you'll take the option?
Probably not.
It's pretty shit, isn't it? Only being able to go out in at night, and you've got to feed.
Yeah, I think I saw the vampires that are killed. Well, the vampire, he was out during the day. I don't know whether because it was a very rainy, cloudy day. Whether that affects what you can do as a vampire. Maybe when it's sunny, you fuck that, not going out. But when it's cloudy, you can go. All
right. Yeah, I'd say that sounds about right.
Yeah, I don't know.
With the werewolf, it's only to make the werewolf effects last longer. Then you feed on bodies. So when you kill someone, you can press E, and instead of looting them, it'll feed off them.
Mm.
And that'll just kind of extend the amount of time that you're a werewolf for.
Yeah.
But I've not really been using it that much. Like, I'll probably use it as like, if I'm running, I just like sneaking a lot more than I like just charging into a place though.
Yeah, I like sneaking, firing arrows, take them out.
Yeah.
The other guys wonder what's going on, then go sit back down with a dead guy in the campfire. Just keeled over, his face in the campfire, and the guys wander around for a bit, then sit back down.
They always wander around and go, must have run away. There's still a dead guy next to you, mate. You should probably look around a bit more. What if he's not ran away? You twat. And then he gets an arrow in the back of the head. But yeah. I think we should probably move on to the rest of the news since we spent 48 minutes talking about Skyrim now. Should we just leave it there and just call it Skyrim Edition? Yeah, believe it or not, we do have a couple more games to talk about. One of them being Uncharted 3.
Yep.
You picked this up a couple of days ago, didn't you?
Picked it up yesterday. Played a little bit.
Yesterday.
Played a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit.
The people that I've spoke to that have played the game have said it's definitely one of the front runners for Game of the Year.
Yeah, I'd say it's very cinematic. All the Uncharted have been cinematic games. Cutscenes, there's a couple of quick time events which are alright, but it's good. I'd say the bar fight's good.
Yeah, the bar fight. I mean, everything just looks pretty amazing in it. Yeah. I got told the downside was, well, both a good and a bad thing. Like, a guy I was talking to gave me an example, said he was being chased like over rooftops, and he landed on like a museum skylight, and he could hear the glass cracking. So he just thought, fuck, I need to get off this glass. Ran off the glass. As soon as he got off it, the other guy jumped down to chase him and fell through the glass.
Yeah.
And he just looked back and saw him fall and just went, that was amazing. Apparently that... It's kind of hard to pull that kind of stuff off, though. Like, it doesn't happen all the time. It's not like it's you know, wired in to happen. Like, it's quite rare. And he said when it does happen, it's awesome. But most of the time, you'll end up just crashing through the glass. So, I know you've not played that much of it.
But... Yeah, there is a co-op, so if we get that cable, good.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Alex ordered a cable, maybe a little over a week ago.
Yeah.
Off someone that promised he'd post it to him first class, and it's still not come. So until then, we can't really record any PlayStation footage, can we?
Nope. Or Xbox. We're not fanboys of either. we...
Yeah, no, we literally will play any game on any console.
Yeah.
As long as we have it. Yep. Apparently Uncharted 3 has sold 3.8 million copies in the first day. I can't compare that to any other game because I'm not a statistics kind of person.
Battlefield 3, I think, sold 18 million in the first day or something. Wow.
Do you reckon Skyrim topped that? I don't think it did, which is sad.
Maybe, I don't know.
It's just that every FPS cunt... sorry, that wasn't very politically correct. FPS junkie in the world is going to have Modern Warfare 3.
Yeah.
But that's a whole other barrel of fish that I don't want to get into. But it does lead us neatly onto a Modern Warfare 3... Apparently hacking has returned in Modern Warfare 3. It's only been out, I want to say like a week. Less than a week, actually. Yeah, it was last Tuesday
it came out on the 8th.
On the 8th, so 6 days it's been.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, apparently people have already made gamertag kind of mods where they've put Xbox button symbols in, like the A button and the B button, and shitloads of different symbols in. And people are kind of like, yeah, well, that's not much of a threat. But apparently that's in how Modern Warfare 2 hacking started. They've managed to find a way to exploit that, and it just kind of led further and further.
Yeah.
And someone's already made an aimbot for it as well. It looks like it's an aimbot for PC, because I was checking out the video.
Yeah.
And the guy was moving too fluently when he wasn't aimbotting. Okay. So I presume consoles are safe for now. I wouldn't even know how you would use an aimbot on console.
No, but they had them. Yeah, I do have them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think...
Maybe it runs off like a USB or something.
Possible, yep.
I do not know. Quickly moving on to our final story, Grand Theft Auto 5 has had shitloads of info leaked by a quality assurance tester. The guys don't know which tester it was, because apparently they've got absolutely loads. Apparently they're all in-house at the moment as well. They're not sending anything out, you know, to individual households.
No.
They, you know, people come in to test it. I read the article, and they had about, I'm going to say 30 or 40 things that the guy had leaked. So I just picked the more interesting quarter of that. I'm going to spin through them real quick. You excited for Grand Theft Auto 5?
I'm not really excited about it. No, they're kind of weird. You think, oh, new Grand Theft Auto, let's play. Oh, it's the same.
Oh. Yeah, they don't. They're kind of that same dingy shooter, massively storyline based. I think this is why we like Saints Row better.
Yeah, and Red Dead was good, to be fair. Fun.
Red Dead was damn good. Was the cowboy thing really done before that? I mean, apart from Gun, which was amazing.
It was Red.
I think
there was the original Red Dead. Revolver.
Yeah, yeah, it was kind of unheard of, compared to the GTA. GTA is you can say GTA to anyone now and they'll know what it is, but you try and get someone to name a Western game before Red Dead Redemption came out, they would have struggled with that.
Yeah.
So I think the fact that it was just something new made it so appealing. Grand Theft Auto 5, I don't actually know whether I'm going to bother playing it.
I don't know.
It'd have to have something that... It's just 4 let me down so much. Yeah. Like, it was shit all to do in it. Like, you could barely fly planes. Could you even fly planes?
No.
You couldn't fly any plane, could you?
No, it's because it's to do with terrorism.
Yeah, yeah.
You're in New York, so...
Yeah, but, God, it was so... Anyway, Grand Theft Auto 5, the things that have been released so far, apparently there's mountain ranges kind of surrounding most of the map. And they're landlocked, so you can't get past those. But yeah, another one. The world apparently is definitely not going to be too small for people's tastes. Apparently you can expect to see snow areas, deserts, loads of different environments. The actual gameplay area itself is 50% larger than Liberty City. And it's bigger than the entire... This is just the Los Santos City, which is... There's only one main city in the game. I think there's two other kind of biggest cities, but Los Santos is like the biggest one. Apparently that city alone is bigger than all of GTA 4. So it's going to be pretty big. And the game itself is apparently way bigger than San Andreas. Nice. And San Andreas was pretty big.
Yeah.
So that'll be damn good. Mountain ranges extend above the maximum altitude of controlled planes. So it's totally impossible to fly over them. Apparently NPC...
Jets?
Jets! they can actually fly kind of higher than the vertical limit, so they can fly over it and stuff, which is kind of a bit rubbish. I think they've always done that. I think in San Andreas they had those. Do you remember those NPC planes that would kind of go about and you'd just be kind of driving along in your car, enjoying the scenery? Next second, a massive plane falls on top of you because it's randomly generated at a certain height to fly forwards, and it didn't procedurally see the mountain before it generated, and it would crash into it and land on you. I remember there was one time where it just absolutely smacked me. Just in the middle of nowhere, I think I was looking for Bigfoot or something, and I was just kind of creeping around like, is he over here? Boom! Oh, fuck! What? So, I think San Andreas was the best kind of GTA game, just because the amount of crap they had in it. Like, the amount of references they had. They had a radio show with, I can't remember his name now, but he's a world-famous hacker. And they actually had like they'd done an interview with him on and put it on that radio show, and that was really cool.
Yeah.
They had loads of like spaceship theories, and they had all those bags of bodies in the desert. There's loads of cool like Easter eggs to look at.
Yeah.
And loads of like secret places to go. GTA 4 had none of that.
They had a couple of Easter eggs, but that's about it.
They had one called they had the heart in Liberty City.
Yeah.
The Statue of Happiness.
Yeah.
That actually got voted one of the best Easter eggs of all time.
Really?
And I thought it was absolutely terrible.
Yeah.
Like, you know, to actually get on that skate, it's like, yeah, they've put a heart inside it. That's kind of cool, but, you know. I think there was one called the Rat Man as well, wasn't there?
I don't know.
Did you read about that? It was like, apparently if you went down in the sewers at a particular time of night, you could see this man... He wasn't exactly a rat man, he was just a man that was kind of hunched over and ran away from you.
Huh.
So I guess that's another cool one. It's going to have seasonal changes in the game, and the story takes place over the course of more than a year. So, you know, the seasons will change, it'll become snowy and stuff like that.
Right.
Something I've never seen in GTA before, weapons will be customizable.
Nice, I guess.
That's pretty cool, taking on like an RPG element. I guess, I'm only going to presume that means you can put a scope on a pistol and stuff like that.
Yeah. Laser sight,
I don't reckon it'll be like you can paint go faster stripes on the side of it. Speaking of which, car customization, that'll be in there. I guess you can just put rims on it and maybe a bit of nitro.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Character clothing can be changed, but the overall appearance of the character cannot. So I can only presume that means it follows in the line of you play a specific character.
Yeah, I guess it's like Niko Bellic. GTA 4, you can change his clothes, but you can't give him a haircut or stuff like that.
There was what about the black guy in San Andreas? Could you change much about him?
Fuck yes, you could.
Oh really?
Yeah, hairstyles, diet blonde. You could get fat, thin. Go to the gym, get muscular.
See, it's strange that GTA have gone for the very story-driven, oh, you're this character kind of thing.
Yeah.
Whereas Saints Row, you can be anything from a sumo wrestler to a bonsai cat on acid. Totally are two different games then, really.
Yep.
One of the weapons is a remote-control explosive car. The protagonist's name is Ray. He's 53, divorced, two children, and an ex-con. And there'll be dogs in the game. But only with humans, they won't be wild, so people will be walking their dogs.
That's
going to
be the
yeah, thing. that's going to be controversial.
That's going to be the thing that gets GTA noticed. They always do stuff like this.
You're going to be able to kill these dogs, aren't you?
Yeah.
They've got these kids in the game. Well, he's got, you know, two kids for himself, but there's no way they'll ever let you kill them.
No.
No way. I can't think of a game where you can kill a kid. We had this discussion a while ago, and I know you managed to remember one.
The original Fallout.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, Deus Ex.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that was before they really got strict on it.
Yeah.
But you could definitely not do anything like that now. Okay, to wrap this episode of the Blurry Avatar podcast up, Alex, what have you been playing? It's pretty much it's a bit of a shit question, isn't it? Because
yeah,
Skyrim.
Yeah, and we played a thingy the other day, Saints Row 2.
On the Saints Row 2, that was good. That's I should funny. Really put some of that footage up.
Yeah,
I definitely will. What else have we been doing? I've been doing a bit of Binding of Isaac. We played a bit of APB as well. We played that for about a week straight. That was pretty good.
Yeah, and then bought Premium and then not played it since.
Yeah, played about 3 hours of Premium, paid for it. Nah. I think it was that. It was definitely... We played on a day that the server was absolutely fucking up.
Yeah.
Like, they put an update in and it introduced loads of bugs. So they rolled it back and that made even more bugs.
So
that was fun. Alex, have you got Last.fm up by any chance?
I do. What theme should
Fan.
I... What theme should I
Fucking
do
Fucking-tastic. Just to introduce anyone that's new. There's probably no one. me and Alex play the iTunes shuffle game, or the Last.fm shuffle game, as Alex has adapted since he either doesn't have YouTube or doesn't have enough songs in YouTube.
Oh.
What the fuck is wrong with me?
I just saw someone is listening to now. It's gone now, but it was a in brackets what this song artist does. It was reggae, comma, Jewish, comma, hip hop. And that sounds the most amazing music. But I can't see it. I can't scroll down to find who was listening to it.
It's a niche market, I'll give you that. You know, if you appeal to the Jewish reggae hip-hop guys out there, you know, they're going to be loyal to it. So yeah, me and Alex just shuffle through song names. We get 8 questions, or 10 questions, yeah, I think it's 10 questions this week. And we answer them with the song title. So, Alex, what genre are you going for today?
What theme should I go for? So today's theme... It's metalcore.
Metalcore is Alex's choice. Alex, for your first question.
Yes.
It's kind of a soppy one, but what will you do on your wedding day?
What will I do? It's buffering. One moment, please. What will I do? I will lie by mistake.
You will lie by mistake?
Yeah. Maybe that's... Yes. Yes, I would lie by mistake.
That's not a good start to any marriage, Alex. Apparently, Alex, on my wedding day, I'd cross the line.
Oh.
Don't know with who. Don't know why I immediately went to sex, to be honest.
No.
There you go. Alex, question number 2. What song will they play at your funeral?
They're going to play Dog's Life. It's not very nice, is it?
Wow, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. That's pretty rough.
It's terrible.
For me, they're just going to play Maintenance.
You're not dead. He's just getting Maintenance.
He's just having a do-over. How depressing. Question number 3, Alex. What is your hobby / interest?
That's not even a song. Fuck you.
What, sorry? Fuck you?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just trying to play a game with you. I don't think that's necessary. Apparently, mine's 22-14. So what are your hobbies these days? 22-14. Sorry, what? 22-14. Sorry, what? 22-14. Alex, what is your biggest secret?
My biggest secret is I like birds.
I'll be honest, I've known you for many years now and I never knew that. did you know that the secret I've been holding from you for years is that the first note is silent?
Oh.
Question number 4. 5, sorry. What do you think of your friends?
What do I think of my friends? They're ordinary men.
Ordinary men?
Yes. Don't think special of them.
I've got a Game Boy tattoo, man. Why the fuck? What's ordinary to you? My friends are constant surprises.
Yeah.
See, why couldn't you have had that? Dick, question number six. What's the worst thing that could ever happen?
The morning. I just hate the morning. It's fucking...
I'm fucking not gonna awful. Lie, mate. It's not like a one-off thing. It's gonna happen pretty much every day forever.
Shit.
Hopefully, anyway. The worst thing that could ever happen to me is porcelain. Oh God.
Guybrush?
Oh, just porcelain.
I'm sure Guybrush Fleetwood had a fear of porcelain.
Did he?
Yeah, pretty sure he did. Anyway.
Maybe that's my biggest secret.
Oh, Guybrush Fleetwood.
Yes, and I hate porcelain. Alex, how are you going to die?
I am going to... Oh, mystery of my life.
You're going to die due to the mystery of your life?
Possibly. I'm not sure what the mystery of my life is yet, but...
Well, there you go. It's a mystery. You're not going to know until you die of it. Apparently, I'm going to die because of Pirate Bay. It's the Pirate Bay. At some point, either... It's talking about the Pirate Bay, the website, or at some point I'm going to encounter some form of Pirate Bay.
I reckon it's to do with the website, and they're just going to get stricter and just execute whoever.
Yeah, whoever's. Probably like a shoot on site.
Yeah.
Maybe send some kind of virus that atomically detonates my computer. Alex, what's the one thing you regret?
One thing I regret in life?
Yeah.
Love of the loveless.
You regret the love of the loveless.
Apparently.
I'm just, swirling into sorry. A spiral of depression.
I don't think I can.
Yeah. Yeah. Apparently, the one thing I regret is moth wings.
And why would I?
Just didn't,
why would
I? Just well, I've just not collected as many moth wings as I would have preferred to. And. My collection must grow. Alex, what makes you laugh?
Fucker.
Sorry, I just saw mine.
Novocaine for the soul makes me laugh.
Is this like some kind of fucking riddle? I don't... No. All yours. Apparently, the thing that makes me laugh is swimming in the flood.
All
just
right.
Swimming in a flood. Look at that dog drowning.
Novocaine makes me laugh, apparently, so that's alright.
What is that?
It's Novocaine. I think it's pain. It's a derivative of cocaine, but it's like the painkiller that dentists give you, I think. Or used to.
I imagine that would make you laugh.
Yeah.
we should get some of that. Alex, what scares you the most?
Some cover art, apparently. that look you give that guy.
What? That look you give that guy?
Yes, Tom, the thing that scares me the most is that look you give that guy.
I mean, I wish you would have told me this sooner, because I've been giving that guy that look for years now.
I know.
Is it the one where I stand on my hands and with the peanut? Anyway, the thing that scares me most, Alex, is tunnels.
Oh, okay.
Oh God, tunnels. Oh, there's. I mean, what isn't menacing about a long tunnel? It's dark. It's sometimes wet.
What are we talking about here?
Sorry, I just had a flashback to the time that I was in the Channel Tunnel and I was mortified, rolling around in the aisle, just foaming at the mouth. That's pretty much... I was going to say that's all we've got time for. By my calculation, it's been 1:20. I'm sure that'll be cut down to maybe 1 hour. Yeah, it's been lovely.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening again. I was going to make a promise that we'll keep doing these. That may or may not happen, let's be honest.
Yeah.
It's more, I find our podcast more of like a random treat Because if you knew you were getting them every week, you'd have something to look forward to, and it would just, you know, it'd peter off. Whereas if I throw a Mars bar at your face, you know, every couple of months, you're like, fuck, wow, that's a Mars bar, free Mars bar. There you go. That's what our podcast is, Alex. It's someone throwing a Mars bar at your face.
The only reason we did this is it was requested.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is surprising, to be honest.
Our fan base is growing to the extent where people crave our smooth, chocolatey voices, and they just can't continue their day without it.
Right. All right.
So anyway, until next time, Blurry Avatar fans, we should think of a name for them. Blavatars.
That just reminds me.
Blurries. Avatars.
No.
Avatars.
No.
Chums. Friends. Friends?
Acquaintances.
Until next time, friends. Until next time, casual acquaintances. That's all from Tom and Alex.
Goodbye. Tom?
Fell off a chair! Fell off a chair! I'm clinging on with my knee! Wait,
let go, Tom.
I'm gonna slip my head. Oh! I hurt my calf quite badly. Oh, I'm back. So, really need to stop doing that.